Howdy, howdy. This is Lily from Makecraft Game, and you're listening to Season 3 of Reading Rulebooks. If you're listening on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and check out makecraftgame.com for more content. This season, I accidentally planned a ton of Nitzia games, so I figured, why not dive in and do a whole Nitzia season? Since it's a holiday, I wanted to keep this episode short and sweet, so today we're going to go over the rulebook for Pollen. Components: one bag, 60 garden cards, 15 for each player, 4, 3, 2 value cards for each butterflies, bees, and June bugs, 3 1-star cards, 2 2-star cards, 1 3-star card, 44 pollinator tokens, 15 with one insect, 27 with two insects, 2 with all three insects, 48 scoring meeples, 16 butterflies, 16 bees, and 16 June bugs. Objective: create a lush garden of beautiful blooms in order to attract helpful pollinators to your flowers. Preparation: garden cards. Each player, A, takes a set of 15 garden cards. B shuffles their cards and places them face down to form their deck. C draws 5 cards from their deck to form their hand. Pollinator tokens. D, place all the tokens in the bag. E, draw 1 token and place it face up in the center of the playing area. F, draw 1 token and place it face up near the bag. This is the next up token. Scoring meeples. G, place the scoring meeples in 3 piles. Player count adjustment. 2 players. Use only 10 scoring meeples of each type. 4 players. Each player removes a single star and double star card from their deck, returning them to the box. The starting player is the player who most recently watered a plant. Gameplay. Each turn, you plant, pollinate, and attract. At the end of your turn, draw a card unless your deck is empty. Players take turn clockwise. 1. Plant. Place 1 garden card from your hand face up onto the table with a corner touching at least 1 pollinator token so that 4 garden cards can fit around each pollinator token. 2. Pollinate. Pollinator tokens that are completely encircled attract insects to the player's garden and award the player scoring meeples. For each insect on the token, each player counts how many matching icons they have adjacent to the token. The player with the highest count takes a scoring meeple matching that insect. If there is a tie, no meeple is awarded for that insect. Each insect on the token is counted and compared separately. It is possible for multiple players to win different meeples. It is possible for one player to win multiple meeples. No pollinator token will ever reward more than 1 meeple for each insect. Star icons are wild and count for each insect on the token. Each star can be counted again for subsequent insects on the token. After all scoring meeples have been awarded, flip the surrounding pollinator tokens face down. 3. Attract. If there is an empty pollinator token spot adjacent to at least 2 garden cards from different players, fill in the empty spot with the next up token. If there are multiple eligible spots, the active player draws an additional next up token face up until there is a next up token for each spot, then chooses which token goes in which spot. Replace the next up token from the bag, if it was used, so that 1 next up token is always visible. In the rare case that a token is placed in a spot that is already surrounded by garden cards, score it immediately according to the pollinate rules. Endgame. When any of the following happens, the current player's turn is finished and the game ends. A. The last scoring meeple of a type is awarded, most common. B. The last pollinator token is placed. C. All players have played all their garden cards, so that all their hands are empty. In rare cases, it is possible for a player to earn a scoring meeple when there are none left. That player still gets credit for their score. Use a pollinator token as a fill-in for the scoring meeple. Scoring. 1. Elimination. For each insect type, determine which player has the most scoring meeples of that type. If there is a tie, that type is considered to have no leader. If one player is in the lead in 2 or 3 types, they win. Skip the rest of the scoring rules. Any players who do not lead any type cannot win and are eliminated. In the rare case that no players lead any meeple type, the player with the most total meeples wins. Skip the rest of the scoring rules. 2. Discard. Each remaining player sets aside all scoring meeples of the one type they are the leader in. 3. Count. They count the remaining scoring meeples. The player with the most wins. 4. Tiebreaker. If there is a tie, the tie player with the most total scoring meeples is the winner. If there is still a tie, then the tied players share the victory. And that is the rulebook for pollen. There are some examples on scoring on the back page, but I am not going to read through them because it's a little more difficult without the visual aid they provide. What I will say, just to kind of explain it in more general terms, is there are 3 categories. If you have the most in one, you are winning that insect. So if you don't have the most in any one category, you get eliminated. This game is interesting to me because it is very similar to a game called Samurai, which is also a Reiner Knizia game. However, the difference that first hit me was the lack of a map. Samurai has a very structured and set map, while Pollen is one that is kind of created by the players as they go along. I do love the way the cards fit so perfectly around the circular pollinator tokens. And it's fairly simple to understand what's going on. Due to the fact that they are square cards, it means that only 4 cards can ever surround a pollinator token. Most of the cards have specified insects that they are attracting. So if it's a bees, it obviously counts towards bees, etc. But star cards are interesting because they count for so many. They count for whatever pollinator is on that card. So if a pollinator token has 2 or 3 insects on it, putting a star card next to it ensures that you get a bid on every single type of token once that pollinator token is fully surrounded. Overall, this is just a really cute, sweet game that I think I'm going to really enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you hear, make sure to check out MCG on other social media platforms or go to madecraftgame.com for more content. And I hope you enjoy playing the game.